Steph, good morning.
Good morning. So we're going to start off with British singer-songwriter Yola and her debut album, Walk Through the Fire, which has come to us through Easy Eye Sound. That's the record label run by Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. A bit of background on Yola. Her upbringing was one that was surrounded by poverty. Her parent was unsupportive of her creativity and essentially banned her from making music. She was homeless at one point and is a survivor of an abusive relationship and a devastating house fire that left her injured as well.
Oh my gosh, the chips have not fallen in her favour.
Right, and you know, that house fire is also where the album's title, Walk Through the Fire, comes from.
Oh, okay.
Before moving to Nashville, Yola built a career in music, becoming a session singer and working mainly with Massive Attack. And this album, in part, chronicles a bit of her history and has this brilliant resilience and toughness running through it, which I think comes from her, you know, fighting through all those adversities. It's reflective and uplifting. And yeah, let's turn to a song from the album, Walk Through the Fire. This is Yola with Shady Grove.
Gorgeous. And just listening to it, you wouldn't sort of know straight off the bat that, you know, she has come through all of these adversities.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's real uplifting and some real subtle but gorgeous slaps still coming through in the background as well. And there's just some, yeah, like that gentle instrumentation and arrangement. It's a beautiful, beautiful album from Yola. It's called Walk Through the Fire.
Amazing. What else have we got?
We're going to move on to Los Angeles-based singer-songwriter and guitarist Meg Duffy, who goes by the moniker Hand Habits and releases their second album titled Placeholder. And it's a real shimmering effort which sees Meg at their most affecting and collaborative. Their debut album, you know, was largely a private and solo effort, but for this one, they've brought on some trusted allies. It's a real clear-sighted record and definitely a more confident one, with Meg, I think, making great strides as a band leader as well. Prior to all of this, she was a longtime session guitarist and touring member for Kevin Morby's band. So they've really, you know, I think stepped up to the plate here and gained a lot of confidence on this album. There's some sweet flavoured folk songs that are equally delicate and driving and were self-produced and recorded at Justin Vernon, aka Bon Iver's Wisconsin studio. So let's take one from Hand Habits. This is Can't Calm Down.
I remember, because we've had one of the Hand Habits singles spinning, Placeholder, I think, you're now the title track of the album.
That's correct.
I was actually talking about that single with Sam Barron from The Daily, and we Googled Hand Habits, and I must admit, they look incredible and just like someone you would absolutely want to be friends with, but at the same time, far cooler than I will ever be.
You would want to be pals with Meg Duffy.
You absolutely would. Amazing. What have we got taking us out?
We're going to finish off with Stephen Bailey from Perth. He's the front man of heavy-hitting psych rockers Mount Mountain, but has just released his second solo album. It's called Nine. And it's a bit more sparser, a bit more softer than what you'll usually find in the Mount Mountain project, but still just as widescreen. It's a rollicking album built on woozy keys, guitars that have this almost boundless chime, some real smooth bass grooves, and Stephen's crooner-friendly voice that also has this brilliant warbly character to it as well that I love. So to take us out, here's Stephen Bailey from his album Nine. This is Country.
Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.